Is that all you've got?
He growled in a nightmarish, gravelly voice, slowly circling me like a brazen predator toying with a wounded prey. I was bleeding, badly. Everything was blurry, muted, dark. A deafening buzz of screeching static filled my ears. My head pulsed with repeated crushing swells of unknowable pain. I couldn't keep this up. The deep gash running across my midsection stung like a raging wildfire as blood trickled down my already sullied jeans and pooled at my feet. He was too strong, too fast. I had to end it. Now. There was no other way. He'd left me no choice. That goddamned son of a bitch left me no choice. Mustering all my strength, I pushed myself off the ground. Not quite ready to get to my feet, I just sat there on my knees and despondently stared at the ground for a long second. This shouldn't be happening, but it was. "Don't make me do this," I barked, burying my emotions as I summoned all my unnatural ability and defiantly stood to face him. "I'm begging you." In response, the mouth of the infernal 15-foot monster standing opposite me curled into a harrowing smile, proudly displaying row upon row of barbed, blackened teeth. Seething streams of viscous, ashen drool bubbled from the corners of its massive jaw and steadily oozed down its veiny, sculpted chest like snaking rivers of unnatural lava, fixing me with a poisoned glare. The creature's unnerving red eyes danced with a fiery madness as every chiseled, sinewy muscle making up its hulking red frame flexed and bulged from the mocking, guttural laugh that boomed from somewhere deep within its massive throat.
"The great Dean Robinson," it taunted, "begs me."
His mind was muddled, broken. The man I knew had slipped into the ether. Only the beast remained. Tightening the grip on the hilt of my otherworldly gladiator sword, the cloak flared about my shoulders, sending rippling waves of divine wrath coursing throughout my being, like an electric current.
"You're not thinking straight," I grunted,
as my wounds instantly healed themselves, and argent metal gauntlets encased my hands in a spectral flash.
"Remember who you are." "And who is that?"
"My friend. You're my friend."
"Friend?"
The creature scoffed. A fine layer of orange flame silhouetted the scaly, blotched skin pulled tautly over a freakish, skeletal frame.
"Stand down, goddamn you!" "God has not damned me, my friend. Quite the contrary. It is you who are damned."
Holding out one of his impossibly large hands, he proceeded to mockingly admire the ghastly trio of razor-tipped talons jutting out from its clenched fist. Composed of jagged ashen bone and stained deep with streaks of haunting crimson, the grim instruments of eviscerating death forbiddingly gleamed in the moonlight as he loomed over me like an eager executioner waiting to carry out his appointed duty.
"Now, tell me,"
he growled. He was frothing at the mouth, like a craze-stricken animal.
"Is that all you've got?"
"Not everything. Not yet." Letting out another barrage of guttural laughter, he said,
"Then let us finish the game."
"Don't do this," I pleaded.
"I am going to end you now, Dean. But take solace in the fact that the rest of our friends will not be far behind. I promise, they cannot hide from me."
As his words hit me like a raging tidal wave, every muscle in my body tensed in anger. Feeling the mental switch flip to the on position, I slowly pulled in a long, deliberate breath, cleared my mind, focused my thoughts, found the balance, the perfect balance between wrath and clarity. As the unfathomable power welled up in the deep recess of my soul and the expected sensation of calmative awareness washed over me, I grumbled,
"I really wish you hadn't said that."
And it was right about then when shit got real. Without so much as another word, his gangly, talon-tipped claw swung toward my head in a blur of motion as he launched at me with a grace and precision that should not have been possible for a creature of such mind-blowing size and strength. Unfortunately, it no longer mattered.